Next item on the agenda is repeat offenders. Sergeant Green.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First individual that I have is Mr. Christopher S. Nelson. Last month, we subpoenaed him to come before the commission, and he did not show up.
Is that the one we had the error that he did not actually get the subpoena?
That's
is that the one I intervened on?
It was an error, yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Nelson?
He's not here. He called the Lieutenant Colonel this morning and said he couldn't make it. He was broke down and several other. He tried to get a ride. He came up with a couple of stories, but we're seeing him having a tough time not only contacting him, but actually getting him down here. So. But the subpoena this time was actually served in plenty of time. He got it the 27th of January.
Well, what happened, just for your information, is a clerical error occurred last meeting that indicated he had been subpoenaed. He had not. What I did is I intervened and administratively laid aside the suspensions until he could be heard before the commission just to ensure that he would have a fair hearing. At this juncture, though, the individual has been appropriately served and the matter is before the commission. Mr. Schick.
When he called in, he didn't give any information on his defense or anything to...
I do know he has been charged with another violation in the last 2 weeks. A shellfish violation. It wasn't a cold one, but he has been charged.
It's a pleasure to the commission. Situations normally like this, they don't have an excuse. That's a valid excuse to the commission. They're normally suspended until they come before the commission. The question is whether it's a valid excuse. Mr. Tankard.
It doesn't sound to me as though we have a valid excuse here, so I move to suspend the license.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Once again, remember this guy's an agent. Serving as an agent has suspended his right to serve as an agent.
That's correct.
Next individual I have... Jerry Wayne Ray, Jr.
Mr. Ray? How many do you have, Sergeant?
Two. Just this one.
Raise your right hand, sir. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you.
Mr. Ray was charged on Wednesday, the 13th of January 2010, for possession of uncalled horses while drudging in a mob, Jack Bay. He was convicted in Matthews Court on the 22nd, which was yesterday, for this offense.
We don't have a copy, at least I don't have a copy here.
His certified copy of the...
Behind the yellow page.
Behind the yellow page? Okay. All right. What's the staff recommendation?
Staff recommendation is 12 months probation, provide no more violations. If he gets any violations within that year, to appear before the commission again.
Thank you. Mr. Ray, do you want to address the commission?
I'm sorry for what I've done. I mean, I wasn't captain on the boat today. And I had no idea the oysters, the small oysters was in the boat, but, you know, being on the boat, you know, to give boat card holders a ticket, so, I was guilty, so.
Okay. It's a pleasure to the commission.
Move to take staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Schick. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Ray.
I'll vote for you in a second. Next individual is Alan H. Roberts.
Mr. Roberts.
Same thing. This individual was charged
Excuse
on...
Excuse me, Sergeant. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self of God.
This individual was charged on the 13th of January, 2010, for possession of uncalled oysters while drudging in Majek Bay. He was convicted on yesterday in Matthews County General District Court. Staff recommendations is 12 months probation, provide no further violations. Any violations come back before the commission.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I was looking. That says a repeat offender. I've been a waterman all my life. This is my first thing I've ever had. I'm not going to repeat offender.
The repeat offender is just a normal logical term that they use. Okay. Normally, we do have two, well, actually three separate hearings. Repeat offenders are those individuals that, like you said, have a repeated number. This just comes under that category. It's a generic name that they use, so you're not being labeled a repeat offender by any stretch of the imagination. You're in violation of Regulation 720, which is the oyster violation.
Okay, this is my first ticket. I've been watermen all my life, and this is my first ticket.
Understood, and I appreciate that.
That's also noted here on the document.
Correct.
That's a previous violation.
Did you have anything you want to say? Or? Okay. It's a pleasure to the commission.
We take staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Highland. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
That's it.
All we have. Anything else to come before the commission? Meeting adjourned.